From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The State Department is considering issuing a travel alert today for U.S. citizens who travel to Europe because of possible terrorist attacks. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The Obama administration is considering warning Americans who live, work, study, or vacation in Europe to be more vigilant. A U.S. government official tells NPR there's been a lot of discussion about issuing a travel alert soon because of intelligence reports indicating an increased threat of attack on American interests by Al-Qaeda. Speaking on Background, the official said if it goes out, the warning will urge U.S. citizens not to hide in their homes or hotel rooms, but simply be extra cautious. Officials have called the threat credible, but not specific in terms of a city or a landmark. Officials are concerned Al-Qaeda could be plotting an attack in a public place in a European city, similar to the attacks on sites in Mumbai, India in 2008 with bombs and assault weapons. Under a no-double standard rule, the government is obliged to share threat information with the general public. John Burnett, NPR News.
Authorities in the Mexican resort of Acapulco are investigating the reported kidnapping of 20 Mexican tourists. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
The group of men all worked together as mechanics back in Morelia, in the neighboring state of Michoacán. According to the kidnap report, they had come out to Acapulco for the weekend. Two members of the group witnessed their companion's abduction in an upscale neighborhood just off the main drag of hotels that line the bay. From its heyday when John Wayne roamed its beaches, Acapulco has become a gritty metropolis. Since 2006, it has been increasingly racked by drug violence. A gang from Michoacán has been waging a bloody battle to gain control of Acapulco. Police speculate the men could have been mistaken for gang members. Seven more tourists from the state of Michoacán were also reported missing in Colima State. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
NATO officials in Kabul say two more NATO service members were killed in attacks in Afghanistan this weekend. This has been the deadliest year for international troops since the war began, prompting calls in some NATO countries to withdraw. Israeli police say they killed a Palestinian man today who had attempted to enter East Jerusalem from the occupied West Bank without a permit. According to the report, the man was shot while trying to grab a police officer's pistol. An Israeli human rights group claims the man was among several undocumented laborers who had slipped across the border hoping to find work. The group says the man was shot to death while he was trying to flee. The U.S. continues to work to salvage the Middle East peace talks. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says there's no point in negotiating as long as Israel continues to build in West Bank settlements. A partial moratorium expired last weekend. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell is seeking the help of Arab leaders to rescue the talks. This is NPR News. Demonstrators took to the streets of France for a third time in less than a month to protest President Nicolas Sarkozy's retirement reform plans. Eleanor Beardsley reports that trade unions hope the ramped-up pressure will force the government to back down.
About 230 protests took place across the country, with a bigger turnout of students and families who are less likely to protest on weekdays. Unions said nearly 3 million people demonstrated. The Interior Minister put the number at less than a million. Unions hope the turnout will oblige the government to back down on the reform, which will raise the retirement age from 60 to 62 and the age at which people can retire on a full pension from 65 to 67. But the government says it will hold firm and that the reform is necessary to save the country's indebted pay-as-you-go system, which has fewer workers supporting an increasing number of longer-living retirees. Dock workers also struck against the pension reform and an ongoing port reform. The largest French port of Marseille was paralyzed, and Mediterranean cruise ships had to be turned away. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Brazilians go to the polls today to elect a new president. Here's a rally for the apparent frontrunner. Dilma Rousseff is a former guerrilla and the choice of outgoing President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. She represents the ruling Workers' Party. She would be the first woman to be president of Brazil. Rousseff's closest rival appears to be José Serra from the Social Democracy Party. He was defeated by Silva in the 2002 election. If no one wins more than 50% of the vote, there'll be a runoff election between the top two vote-getters on October 31st. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.